some of the benefits, additional benefits that I see are their providers are being trained further in mental health beyond what a lot of practitioners have, and they'll be, I guess, practicing to the top of their scope as far as mental health, so it will be an increased access point for people to obtain mental health services. They are also going to be trained in medication-assisted treatment for people with addictions, and I think you know that with our opioid grant, that is one thing we've been trying to get set up and haven't had any providers that are interested in doing that. So that allows people with an addiction, which is a chronic disease, to have treatment, just like someone who is a diabetic and has a chronic disease has treatment. Other benefits, they have navigators and certified application consultants who can assist our population in applying for insurance if they don't have insurance. It will be a quick access for City County Health clients to see them. There will be also South Central Human Service Center will be renting space on second floor, and we'll have a mental health counselor, addiction counselor, a case manager, a case aide, Dr. Klinkenbeard, the psychiatrist, and an RN that will be working out of that office space where the law office used to be. So I think there'll be a close connection between City County Health, Family Health Care, and South Central Human Service Center so that we can appropriately and completely assist our clientele.